الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء كرام elders, beloved brothers in Islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality has made this world for you and I An examination room. Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu 'amala. Wa nabluukum bish-sharri wal-khayri fitna wa ilayna turja'un. Liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu 'amala. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj nabtalihi فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا All these verses of the Quran, those that were listening attentively, you would have heard one word repeated in all these verses, ابتلاء نَبْلُوكُمْ نَبْتَلِي We are testing you. This is Allah's examination hall. This period of the year, we are about started December now, vacation time, most of you would have come on the cusp of what? The yearly examination. Our matriculants, to them, this period was considered as to be a very great milestone. Matric exams, successful or not successful. University students, they also, this period, you would have just come off an exam. Great deal of preparation would have taken place. For the matric exam, for example, the learning, the effort, the preparation started 10, 12 years ago. Likewise, university exam, long in advance. According to your understanding and perception, an effort takes place. Learning, swatting, tutorials. Sometimes if you are viewed as being a weak student and the parents can afford it, after hours they'll pay for somebody to tutor you. Worldwide there is this concern, standard of education, methodology of education. Behind all this is what? One primary goal, that every person must be successful in that exam. Do not fail at any cost. This life in this world is Allah's exam. But there is one very interesting verse in the Quran where Allah Ta'ala speaks of the inception, the starting point. Where did you and I come from? Before I come to that verse, I'll mention another verse to show us the beauty of Quran. Look at the manner in which Allah poses the question. Hal ata ala al insan? Hal ata ala al insan? Heenum min ad dahri. Allah is asking a question that, O human being, did there not pass upon you, heenum min ad dahr, a period of time? Lam yakun shay'an madhkura. No one spoke about you. No one made your zikr. You were a non-entity. You did not exist. Inna khalaqna al-insan. We created you. From what? What was your inception? Where did you come from? Min nutfatin amshaj. From a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in dafiq. From a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid. Somewhere Allah says, wallahu khalaqakum min turab, we made you from dust. Somewhere Allah says, min sulalatim min teen, from an extract of clay. One overriding message in all these descriptions, you came from something that was totally useless, valueless, totally insignificant. And then the verse which I wanted to mention. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. Allah took you out of the womb of your mothers. Now imagine that period that every one of us passed through. In the womb of our mothers. What were we? A drop of sperm? That seminal fluid that emanates from the man. That is not one sperm cell. That is 200 to 300 million sperm cells. What's the size of a sperm cell? If you want to understand it in layman's terms, I know many of you just came from school. You don't want to get into a big biological lesson. But just for us to understand it in simple terms, they say take a centimeter, divide it into 100 million parts, that will give you an idea of the size of one sperm cell. From that 200 to 300 million sperm cells, they'll start a journey. The destination on the other side in the fallopian tube is an egg cell. This journey, majority of them will die along the way. About 1,000 will reach the destination. On that egg, they are 60,000 different codes. Only one of these sperm cells has the matching 60,000 codes. This journey is undertaken. A matching process starts. If it doesn't match, rejected, 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 until the matching one is found. Where is all this going on? Allah tells us, fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Such a complex thing. Lighting should be good. It should be a controlled circumstance. Everything must be in order. What is the reality? Fi dhulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. That process is occurring. That if you had a team of genetic scientists, zoologists, experts, gave them the best laboratory, gave them millions of dollars, the best equipment, it will take them 2.5 to 3 years to do what occurs in the space of 2.5 to 3 hours in three layers of darkness. When the matching one is found, then too, there is an infinitesimal pause. If from above the command comes, مُخَلَّقَ, takhliq must take place, then germination occurs. Even if the matching one is found, and the command comes, غَيْرُ مُخَلَّقَ, takhliq mustn't take place. That one is also rejected. Why? Because your and my existence in this world is not some statistic. Population numbers is not by chance. These are not biological accidents. ما من نسمة كائنة إلى يوم القيامة وهو كائنا. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every child to be born till Qiyamah, its birth was already predetermined. Practice contraception, do whatever you want. Nobody is here by chance, it's not an accident. This is the design and system of one Allah, who is the owner of the heavens and the earth, and who is in control of every facet of his creation. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. Allah took you out of the womb of your mothers. Allah brought you into this world. Allah brought you into His examination hall. What were the tools? What were your tools? How can you determine what is the direction of your life? What is the purpose of your existence? What is success? What is failure? Do you need the school for that? Do you need the university for that? Do you need your own intelligence for that? Look at the beautiful manner in which Quran wipes out all this. What does Allah say? La ta'lamuna shay'a. La ta'lamuna shay'a. You had absolutely no knowledge whatsoever. Wama utitum min al-'ilmi illa qalila. O humanity, your claims today may be very great. I am a PhD. I am a Harvard University graduate, Oxford University graduate. I wrote this thesis, I wrote that thesis. In reality, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have very little knowledge. Knowledge, ilm. What are the tools that Allah has given you and I? Allah doesn't make zulm. Allah does not oppress anyone. Determine your goals in life. Many of you are on the cusp of manhood. You have your whole life in front of you. You have designs, you have plans. You have ambitions. You have goals, you have aspirations. Are you going to determine the object and purpose of my and your existence in this world based on human experience, human knowledge, archives of human universities, etc.? What are the tools that Allah has given you and I? Beautifully, our Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam outlines the tools of success. The tools by which our dunya will be made, our akhirat will be made. Why? Because know and understand, I'm digressing. It's one of two things. One of two things. There are only two stages to our existence. One is dunya, the other is akhirat. One is this life, the other is the life that is coming. What is the comparison between these two? Shaitan, the forces of batil, the media, the so-called education houses of this world, batil propaganda machinery will espouse this message 24 hours of every day. What message? Dunya, dunya, dunya. Get a good degree, get a good job, set yourself up financially, ensure your future financial prosperity, become successful. Drive around with a fancy car, live in a 5-star mansion, wear the Hugo Boss suit, have the Rolex watch in your hand. When you move, people say, move out, move out. So and so is coming. That is the panacea. That is the goal. That is the objective. That is success. That is dignity. That is honor. That is what batil will tell you and I. But weigh this. This comparison, dunya, akhirat. Dunya, akhirat. Our Master, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One day Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is walking. He passes by a garbage dump. Now we have this expression. In Arabic they say, nafisut taba. Nafisut taba means somebody of a very pure, very delicate nature, very clean nature, nafisut taba. Now any person that whose nature is clean, naturally, he will shy away from filth, from a bad stench, from something that is ugly. He will naturally have an instinctive dislike for it. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't even like foul smells. He warned us, don't come to the masjid where your mouth is, has got a, where you've eaten garlic or eaten onion. He used to love itar, he used to love beautiful smells. His nature was like that, delicate nature. And this is a proof of his pedigree. So naturally, someone who is like that will not want to go near a garbage dump. But what does he do? Sahaba say he went into the garbage dump. And what does he do? In that garbage dump, it's mentioned in the riwayat, Jadyun asakka mayyit. A dead goat. But asak, Jadyun asakka mayyit. In other words, when it was alive also, its ear was cut off. So in other words, it was a defective, valueless animal, even when it was alive. Now it is dead. It's rotting. Something that is rotting, a dead corpse that is rotting, insects will be coming out. A terrible stench will be coming. Someone as nafisut taba, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would normally steer clear of something like this. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes into the garbage dump, picks up this dead, rotting corpse, turns around to Sahaba and poses a question. I have a proposition to you. What is the proposition? I have a proposition for you. What is it? Ayyukum yuhibbu anna hadha lahu bidirham. Oh my Sahaba, who amongst you would be interested in purchasing this dead animal, rotting corpse, for one dirham? Normally, when you offer something, somebody, you want somebody to buy something, you offer something valuable. Not something people find reprehensible. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking, who will want to part with his hard-earned money to buy this? Offers it to them. Instinctive reaction of Sahaba is that of repugnance. مَا نُحِبُّ أَنَّهُ لَنَا بِشَيْءٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. One dirham? Ya Rasulullah, if someone gave us this for free also, we won't want it. Like they say, our Indian people, mashallah, don't want to run the Indian community down, but generally they know how to squeeze the oil out of a fly when it comes to business. There was one Indian person, he put an advert. Or he read one advert, somebody was selling a wheelbarrow for 100 rand. So he responded to the advert, he went to the guy, he said, listen, you're selling this for 100 rand, boss, you know, things are bad, hard time, lost the job last week, make it cheaper. So he said, okay, he felt sorry, he said, okay, 50 rand. So you know what, last week my wife fell down the stairs, she broke her leg, medical bills I got, please man, you know what, so expensive, make it more cheaper. So he said, alright, 25 rand. Hey boss, you know what happened, last week my son was playing in the field, he fell down, he hit his head, I had to take him hospital, more medical bills, I'm really battling. Eventually, this guy got frustrated. He said, okay, take it for free. So he said, you know what, this is my address, make sure you deliver it. Normally, something in a business transaction, people want to squeeze right down to the last cent. Sahaba responded, مَا نُحِبُّ أَنَّهُ لَنَا بِشَيْءٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Ya Rasulullah, this is something no one will want. If you give it to us for free also, we don't want it. Rasulullah ﷺ didn't know this. He knew it. What was this? This was his shafaqa. This was his love. This was his compassion. This was his kindness. To demonstrate by way of such examples. Because when it happens like this, this will be cemented in the hearts and minds of the ummah. مَا نُحِبُّ أَنَّهُ لَنَا بِشَيْءٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, if it was given for free also, we won't want it. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Wallahi, wallahi, لَدُّنْيَا, لَدُّنْيَا. I take an oath on Allah I take an oath on Allah. لَالدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا عَلَيْكُمْ O my Sahaba, more repugnant and more disliked than this animal is in your eyes, this dunya is in the eyes of my Allah. Dunya, akhirat. Mad dunya fil akhirah illa mithlu ma yajalu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yam falyanzur bima yarja. Elsewhere, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the example. MashaAllah, Durban. Yes, just 2 days ago I was in Transvaal. Somebody asked me, are the beaches in Durban open? I said, bhai, you're talking about whether the beaches are open or not. I don't know when last I went to the beach. The Transvaal is, mashallah, this Durban, particularly in December period, becomes like Kaaba. Huge crowds on our beach. There's an expression, they say, ghar ki murgi dal barabar. When you have something easily accessible, then you don't appreciate it. They living far away, so they have... They come in droves to go to the ocean. But sometimes take the trouble. This earth is 29% land, 71% water. Stand there, look at the rising waves. Look at the magnificence, the vast magnitude of the ocean which Allah has created. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the example. He says, a man takes his finger, dips it into the ocean, lifts it up. Normally we translate this, the droplet of water that remains on the finger. That translation technically is incorrect. Because when you dip your finger in the ocean and lift it up, droplet of water doesn't remain. The wetness. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the wetness that remains on the finger is the dunya, and the entire ocean is akhirat. Dunya compared to akhirat. Two stages, this life, the life that is coming, the challenge, my respected youth, you have your whole existence mapped out in front of you, you have your educational goals, you have your ambitions, you have your desires, you have your goals, you have your aspirations. The burning question you and I have to ask ourselves, whatever we are we doing it with dunya in front of us or akhirat in front of us? What have we given importance to? Have we realized what is true success? What is true failure? Because in akhirat it is only going to be one of two groups. Fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fis sa'id. One group in jahannam, those that failed. One group in jannah, those that succeeded. Jahannam, no time to go into the details. Dr. Saab gave me only till 8 o'clock. And I say this, I put my hands up beforehand. One very good friend of mine used to tell me, he used to say the three rules of public speaking is stand up to be seen, speak up to be heard, and shut up to be appreciated. I'm still practicing on the third one. But we will try, time constraints, present a message in limited time. This was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of his mu'jizat and miracles was he was known as Jawami'ul Kalim. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would speak just a few words, but the meaning would be voluminous. Whole books are written just explaining one hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, I'm not going to go into details. For example, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Anzilun nas manazilahum." Anzilun nas manazilahum. Ulama say the whole of psychiatry is contained in this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad bin Shayban, a scholar who had written commentaries on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, books, volumes. One day he's traveling, he's pulling on a cart the commentaries that he has written on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he is moving on the roadside, there's one Jew. So he asked somebody, "Hey, bhai, who's this?" They say, "This is Muhammad bin Shayban." What is on that cart that he's pulling? All those books, commentaries of the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There and then this Jew reads the Shahadat, accepts Islam. So they asked him, "Bhai, what in this entire exchange that occurred, what caused you to accept Islam?" In Urdu it sounds very beautiful. What he said? I'm translating it first in Urdu. Agar chote Muhammad ke paas itne ulum hai, to bare Muhammad ke paas kitne ulum honge? If the small Muhammad has so much knowledge, what must be the knowledge of the big Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Nevertheless, that was his miracle. Limited, few words, voluminous in message. Jannat, Jahannam. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is enough to make us understand what is Jahannam. He said, "Inna ahwana ahli nari azaban la rajulun yudha'u fi akhmasi qadamayhi jamratan yaghli minhuma dimaghuhu." He says, in Jahannam there will be one person. Two coals will be placed underneath his feet. Such will be the intensity of the heat of these two coals. Yaghli minhuma dimaghu, his brains will start boiling. Ma yara anna ahadan ashadda minhu adaba. He will think to himself that no one is suffering as much as I am suffering. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, wa innahu la ahwanuhum adaba. This is the lightest azab of Jahannam. Lighter than this, there is nothing in Jahannam. This is the lightest azab of Jahannam. Fariqun fil Jannah wa fariqun fil Sa'id. Jannat, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, something from Jannat, the size of a fingernail. How big is a fingernail? Blade of grass is larger than a fingernail. Droplet of water is larger than a fingernail. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the riwayat, he said, if something from Jannat, the size of a fingernail, is brought into this world, the entire universe will light up. And the fragrance of it will spread throughout the entire universe. Such a Jannat, such a Jahannam, dunya, akhirat. Look at the comparison Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives. Almost, in your and my language, like one grain of sand compared to a huge mountain. But what is the problem and challenge that is facing you and I, my respected brothers? Sometimes when there's a strong wind and a few grains of sand goes in your eyes, huge mountain, Everest is in front of you. Himalayan mountain is in front of you. Drakensberg mountain is in front of you. But one or two grains of sand got stuck in your eyes. What happens? Because of this one or two grains of sand, that huge mountain, you can't see it. You are blinded to that huge mountain because of this one or two grains of sand. If the correct effort is not made, if we will drown ourselves in the glitter and glamour and the lights of this dunya, get carried away by the dens of vice, by the places of music, by the places of merriment, by the places of laughter, by the places of joy, this call of the effort of dunya in every direction, what happens? Sometimes bright light, you got blinded. You can't see. Something huge is in front of you. Qabr is there, akhirat is there, Jannat is there, Jahannam is there. What happened? The lights blinded you. The grain of sand got stuck in the eye. If the correct effort is not made, what happens? Allah forgive us, we go into denial. Few years ago, I always mention this example. Once I was sitting here in Masjid Hilal, in the corner here. One night, late one night, latter part of Ramadan, one Pakistani brother came. That time we had a small curtain. He came and sat next to me. MashaAllah, he gave me a nice bed in the masjid in front. So he came in front of me and he told me, he said, "You know what, Maulana?" By way of introduction, he didn't first come with this question. First he said a few, on a lighter note, he said, "You know what, Maulana, you and I need to lose weight." So I said, "You're right. But that's easier said than done." Then he regaled me with a few incidents of how he tried to lose weight. He used to take a garbage bag, put it over his body and go walking so he can perspire profusely, etc. Then after a little while he changed his mind. And he said, "You know what, let's not lose the weight." So I said, "Why? What made you change your mind?" So he says, "You know, when the thin people die, they'll carry them, bury them and forget about them. You and I, when they have to carry us, their shoulders will be paining, their back will be paining. Next 2-3 weeks they'll remember, at least they'll make dua for us." Then he said, "Maulana, I got one question." "What question?" I said, "What is your question?" He said, why are we in denial? Why are we in denial? So I said, what do you mean by that? That we are in denial. He says, look at what a simple example he gives. And what an effective example. He says, as a little boy, sometimes we used to go to the Kabristan, the graveyard. We used to look at that black hole in the ground, see the insects that are crawling, see the janazah being lowered into the ground. And we used to be so afraid. Next 2-3 weeks, when the light switches off at home, we couldn't sleep. Our mothers had to comfort us, placate us. We were terrified by what we had seen. He says, now, Maulana, I observe, janazah is going into the grave. The manzar and scene of mort is right there in front. The reminder that the music and the laughter and the attraction and the immodesty and the temptations are temporary, are coming to an end. There is another life coming. There is another stage coming. Allahu Akbar. He says, nowadays that janazah is going into the ground, we are standing there and still the cell phone is ringing and someone is asking when his container is getting delivered. When the next deal is going to happen. When the next parcel is coming. He says, why have we become desensitized? Why are we in denial? Our master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I mentioned this earlier, in a nikah majlis after Zohar, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, as youngsters, take this to heart what I am saying. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi compiled a collection of du'as. He called it Hizbul Azam. In the introduction of this collection of du'as, he writes one very interesting thing. He says, if you look at the mu'ajizat and miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whole volumes have been written. Dalailun Nubuwa is a special branch of hadith, proofs of prophethood, in which the mu'ajizat and miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are enumerated. Stones and pebbles would say, Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. The moon was split. What and what? We know the mu'ajizat and the miracles. He says, if Allah had made it such that my Nabi didn't show a single miracle, just his du'as, the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read, there was a time before when our jamaats used to come out, they used to say, in the first 3 days that you spend in the path of Allah, first 3 days, learn 8 du'as, masnoon du'as. Before you enter, when you enter the masjid, what dua to read? When you leave the masjid, what dua to read? Before eating, what dua to read? After eating, what dua to read? Before entering the toilet, what dua to read? When you come out of the toilet, what dua to read? Before sleeping, what dua to read? When you wake up, what dua to read? Unfortunately, nowadays, we find sometimes people spend 40 days and still they haven't learned basic duas, basic masnoon duas. Our Masturat Jamaats, mashallah, we'll notice even up till now, first 3 days, they know these du'as, they even know the 6 points, they even know one incident of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam related to each of the 6 points. But this lethargy, this lack of appreciation and value, this apathy has entered us, unfortunately, where that love and that desire to learn one dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just yesterday, I was in Newcastle. One of the ulama mentioned such a beautiful thing. He said in Sharh al-Sunnah, that is one riwayat, that when a person eats food after eating, if he licks the plate, in other words, with his fingers and he cleans it. He says that in the hadith, it is mentioned in Sharh al-Sunnah, that plate makes dua for this person. أَعْتَقَكَ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ كَمَا أَعْتَقْتَنِي مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. By cleaning this food, you didn't allow shaitan to use me in any way. In exchange for that, I make dua to Allah, that Allah free you from Jahannam. Such beautiful jewels we have in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says that just if a kafir also has to just study the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the level of servitude, the level of love for Allah, the level of dependence on Allah, the level of denying oneself and handing oneself over to Allah that is found in the expressions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even a kafir will be forced to say that it is impossible that any human being could have devised this without divine intervention from Allah. His du'as are a miracle. His du'as are a miracle and cry tears of blood, my respected youth, if we haven't taken it upon ourselves. If it's not every day, at least once a week, learn a new du'a. Learn it with its meaning. Read the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One du'a we don't know tomorrow may become the means of our entering into Jannah. One sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, Allahu Akbar. History records, two personalities, this expression is found. Lawlahum lama ubidallah. If it were not for them, Allah's worship would have been eradicated from this world. Two personalities. One, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the fire of irtidad and kufr rose, there was a real would have been obliterated from the earth for the annals of history. The effort of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have been wiped out. Such was the devotion and love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, encapsulated in one expression. He said, "Lawlal kilab." He said, I will tolerate that door. I will tolerate that the armies of the world enter Medina Munawwara. Every one of us is slaughtered. The beloved wives, our mothers, the beloved wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mothers, their corpses be scattered on the streets of Medina so that don't. Of my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam diminished by even one iota and Abu Bakr remain alive, it will never happen. This was Iman. On this history records, Lola Abu Bakr, Lama Ubid Allah. If it were not for Abu Bakr, Allah's name would not be taken on this earth. Second personality that history records this for, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, fitna arose. What fitna? Fitna of khalqul Quran. Na'uzu billah, that the Quran is not Allah's quality. It's not eternal. Quran is Allah's creation. This is a technical matter, we won't understand it. Simple terms, ulama will understand. What was the danger behind this? The interpolation, adulteration, the changing of the Quran was the danger. If this false aqidah and belief was accepted, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal stood up against this. He was beaten mercilessly. He was persecuted. He was tortured. But he protected, Allah used him to protect deen. To such an extent that history records, Lawla Ahmad, Lama Ubid Allah. If it were not for Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Allah's deen would have been wiped off this earth. How did he come towards Islam? How did he change his life? One day he's with his friends. They enter a public bath. They take their clothes off. He's living a life far away from deen. But at that time, the thought enters the heart that I heard this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fala yadkhul al hammam illa bimi'zar. The person who believes in Allah and in akhirat, let him never enter a public bath except that he is covered. Today we are living in an environment of nakedness, in an environment of shamelessness, in an environment of music, in an environment of intermingling between men and women from every direction. This call, this effort of batil is taking place to distance us from haya, from shame, from modesty. This co-educational system, this boyfriend-girlfriend culture, this intermingling, this is a poison. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقًا إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دِينٍ خُلُقًا وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ. He said every deen, every shariat has an akhlaq. It has a character. It has something by which you can distinguish and recognize it. In other words, like you go to school, the school has a mascot. The soccer team has a mascot. Cricket team has a mascot. Countries have a flag, certain color scheme. You see that, you identify it. In the same way, my Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to identify Islam, there is a distinctive emblem. And what is it? Khuluqul Islami al-haya. He said the akhlaq, the character, the defining characteristic of Islam is haya, is modesty, is shame. Lower your gaze. Ma min muslim yanzur ila mahasini imraati thumma yaghuddu basara. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when that temptation comes in front of you, if you will lower your gaze, ummat particularly, in this gaze, in lowering of this gaze, this is such a taqat, such a power Allah has given us. One incident I'll mention. Umair bin Habib, rahimahullah, this was a tabi'i. This entire jamaat was in the path of Allah. Out of 10 of them, 9 were made shaheed. Umair bin Habib particularly was robust, very, very handsome, had a lot of noor on his face. He was taken captive. The Roman king became very impressed by him, affected by him. Became very, very impressed by him. Wanted to, made him an offer. I'll give you my daughter, and I'll give you half my kingdom. Give up your deen. Crux of his answer, Allahu Akbar. He said, give me your whole kingdom and give me everything you have. I will never abandon the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even for 1 second. What happens? Intizam is made. I'm cutting the incident short. Time is limited. I'm cutting the incident short. He's placed, mashallah, comfortable room, decoration put. Sharab is kept there, liquor, pork is kept there. He's locked up in that room, and a beautiful, beautiful young woman is placed in that room with him. One directive only. Tempt him towards haram. Tempt him towards haram. 3 days, 3 nights pass. She tries everything possible, everything humanly possible to tempt him to make haram. In order to get tempted, you have to look. Allah's Qasam, it is historically recorded, 3 days, 3 nights, locked up in solitude. Imagine this. Arab youngster, beautiful Roman princess. This is what? This is fire and oil being put together. Yet 3 days, 3 nights, he doesn't even raise his gaze. He doesn't even look at her. After 3 days and 3 nights, she becomes totally, completely frustrated. Man yamna'uka minni? What is wrong with you? Why won't you look at me? What is stopping you? I am here. Allahu Akbar. Finally he speaks. He says, O woman, there is one zat and one being. Al-ghaybu indahu shahada. Was-sirru indahu alaniya. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. There is one zat and one being. The secrets are known to him. The hidden is apparent to him. He does not sleep. He does not doze off. O woman, it is the fear of my Allah that is not allowing me to look at you. She goes back to the king. She says, Ayyuhal Malik, ila man arsaltani, ila hajarin, o hadidin, la ya'kul, wa la yandhur. She says, O king, to whom did you send me? To a piece of metal? Or a piece of stone? He doesn't look, he doesn't eat. So affected she became that she took an oath that you are a valuable asset to humanity. I will not allow you to be made shaheed. That same woman who was sent to dissuade him, same woman that was sent to tempt him towards haram, what does she do? She waits a few nights, finds some provision, releases him from captivity. When he comes out, she says, travel only at night, follow that certain star, it's mentioned in the riwayat, follow that certain star, keep it on your right hand side shoulder, eventually you will reach Iraq from where he hailed from. She frees him. History of Islam is replete with such incidents. Lower your gaze, lower your gaze. Kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of Iman, my beloved youth. Listen with the ears of Iman, the one whose gaze becomes free. The one whose gaze becomes free. I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid. The one whose gaze becomes free. 1,000 Junaid Baghdadis will never be able to guide such a person. And the one who will control his gaze, 1,000 shaitans will never be able to deviate such a person. Allah has given you that jewel, given you that power, that if you will harness it, if you will harness it, wallah, Allah's malaika will come into your service. Your du'as will reach the arsh of Allah. And when you close your eyes, when you close your eyes from this world, Allah will light your qabr with such noor that will outshine the sun. If you will control your gaze, if you will lower your gaze, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ يَغُدُّ بَصَرًا. That Muslim, temptation comes in front of him, the daughter of someone else comes in front of him, eye candy comes in front of him, ثُمَّ يَغُدُّ بَصَرًا. Then he lowers his gaze, إِلَّا أَخْدَثَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عِبَادَةً يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. In this world, in this world, in this world, what would Allah give him? Allah will give him such iman, such iman, such iman, that he will taste jannat on the musalla. When he reads Quran, he will get the ecstasy of jannat. When he reads tahajjud salah, he will get the ecstasy of jannat. When he says Allahu Akbar, Allah will transport him from this dunya to jannat. If he will lower his gaze, Allah will give him the lazzat and ecstasy of iman and deen. Our deen is a deen of modesty. Our deen is a deen of sharam. Our deen is a deen of haya. Whatever your educational circumstances, whatever your environments, make that effort. Harness this power which Allah has given you. Because when the gaze becomes free, that is that poison. That is that poison that no venomous snakes also, they have found serum for that poison. This poison of the gaze, this poison of the gaze, there is no serum for it. Learn to lower your gaze. Coming back to this, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who believes in Allah and in the year after, in a public bath, will keep himself covered because Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal refuses to join his friends. That night he sees a dream. One sunnah in his dream, a voice addresses him. Ya Ahmad, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ لَكَ. Oh Ahmad, Allah has forgiven you, made your maghfirat. Why? بِإِسْتِعْمَالِكَ السُنَّةِ. Because you brought alive the sunnah of Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And وَجَعَلَكَ إِمَامًا يُقْتَدَى بِهِ. And Allah has made the decision that you will become an imam and millions of humanity will follow you because of one sunnah. One sunnah. In his dream, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah calls out, who is this? Who is this voice? The response comes that it is none other than Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. Don't deprive of yourself of the wealth of one dua, one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I digressed. What did my Nabi teach us? He said, when you pass the graveyard, when you pass the graveyard somewhere, sometimes on a motorcycle, sometimes in a car, sometimes you are going somewhere, wherever, almost on a daily basis, at some time you are passing that graveyard, he said, address the grave, address those graves, Assalamu alaykum. Ya ahl al qubur min al muslimin. Peace be upon you, residents of these graves. I'm not going to go into the lengthy dua. One aspect of the dua he taught us. What did he say? He said, say to that grave, say to that mayyit, say to that mayyit, antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. You have gone ahead. I am right behind you. I am right behind you. Don't be deceived. Dunya, akhirat. Dunya, akhirat. Whether it is your education, whatever direction you are going, success, failure, what has Allah kept? This ummah was given two tools. Coming back to that hadith which I mentioned earlier, my Nabi said, taraktukum, taraktu feekum amrain, lan tadillu ma in tamassaktum bihima. I am leaving behind two things. You will never go astray. You will be successful in every exam, in every challenge, every test. First thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am leaving behind Kitabullah, the Quran. The Quran, the Quran. Time is limited. This issue, mashallah, we were told this is a gathering of students. This is a gathering of students, those who are seeking knowledge. Understand today, what is knowledge? I'm not saying don't go school, don't go university. I'm saying, if you are in school, keep your akhirat in front. If you are in university, keep your akhirat in front. If you are acquiring knowledge, keep your akhirat in front. What is the most fundamental, first knowledge that every one of us has to acquire? Without this knowledge, there is no knowledge. They give one anecdote. I'm going to take 10 minutes more, Dr. Saab. They give one anecdote. They say once there was a few college students, they were traveling on one boat. So sometimes you get into this gammon and pride. You know me, I know this, I know that. So they saw the simple sailor, old man, who was in charge of this boat. So one student told him, hey, cha-cha, you know what's physics? This old man looked in confusion. He said, Baba, I only heard this term first time today. They said, half your life is gone, you don't know what's physics. So another one said, Baba, you know what's geology? He said, first time I'm hearing that. Half your life is gone. Third one said, you know what's chemistry? Totally confused. Never heard this term. You wasted half your life. You haven't studied chemistry. Then what happened? A storm started. Now this boat is being tossed about. So the old man turned to these three college students and said, you'll know how to swim. He said, no, we don't know. He said, half my life is gone, all your life is gone. What is knowledge? Without this, we have acquired nothing. You can have all the degrees, have all the PhDs, have everything. Quran calls out. Quran calls out. And Quran, fa. Fa in Quran has a meaning of emergency. Urgency. Fa'alam. Fa'alam. I'alam. Imperative. Acquire this knowledge. In other words, with the fa in front, hada awwalul ilm. Hada bidayatul ilm. This is alif ba ta sa. Knowledge starts here. Knowledge starts here. What is it, my Allah? Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. From wherever, whoever, however, whenever, every direction, to take the sword of la and slash away at it and know and understand from the earth to the every animal, every grain of sand, every cloud, every wisp of air, every glare of the sunlight, every insect, every worm, every human being, jinnat, insan, nabatat, jamadat, whatever, whether it's the mountains, whether it's the rivers, whether it's the ecological systems, whether it's the jungles, from the dead. Nothing lives, nothing dies. Nothing advances, nothing declines. Nothing rises up, nothing comes down. Nothing benefits, nothing harms. Illallah. Allah. Find Allah. Connect this heart to Allah. Bring the yaqeen and conviction of Allah. This core. Goodbye in your holidays now. Go out in the path of Allah. Go gully to gully, alley to alley, person to person, town to town. Finish yourself in your school environments. Introduce the halakat of ta'aleem in front of your teachers, in front of your books. Know and understand Quran has to be front. Allah's conviction has to be front. Believe in Allah has to be front. Don't remove from out of the equation. This, when humanity did this, very briefly I'm saying this, that fool Darwin, 1809 to 1883 he lived. What is the conclusion they arrived at? When they took Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu out of the equation, they said our forefathers are monkeys. And look at the fancy manner in which they presented also. They said one cell split into two, two split into four. And what is this? Random selection. Most of you would have heard this. Darwin's theory of evolution is based on what? On this concept of random selection. Very often, sometimes people, they have this convoluted understanding of what is knowledge. What they do is they present things in a very, very confusing manner. Use bombastic terms. And, mashallah, you didn't understand anything. Very bombastic terms they use. What a talk the guy gave. You ask him what you understood, I understood nothing. Bombastic terms confusing your audience, that is not knowledge. Knowledge is to bring yourself down to the level of your audience. This was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He brought himself down to the level of those he was speaking to. My Nabi, an entire night he is crying. At the time of tahajjud, just before dawn, Aisha radiallahu anha says, Ya Rasulullah, what happened to you? Why did you cry so much? What affected you like this? He said, Aisha, how can I not cry? How can I not cry when Jibreel has come with these verses of the Quran? Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar la ayat li ulil albab. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the variation of day and night, la ayat are signs li ulil albab, for the people of intelligence. Who are the people of intelligence? PhD, university graduates? No. Allah tells us what is ilm, what is knowledge. Who are the people of intelligence? Alladhina yadhkurun Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanak faqina adhaban nar. I am sitting in front of you right now, my heart is pumping. What is the size of the heart? One fist. What is it doing? Serving as a pump. Pumping what? Blood. Blood through my circulatory system. How long is the circulatory system? More than 90,000 kilometers long. More than three times the circumference of the earth is my circulatory system. This blood is making a journey through this 90,000 kilometer long circulatory system. How many journeys? 3,000 to 5,000 journeys a day. 5 liters, 3 to 5 liters of blood, 24 trillion blood cells. Every second, 7 million blood cells die. Every second, 7 million blood cells are replaced. Something that dies, keep it inside, it will rot. You need a qabristan for it. What is the qabristan of the blood cell? The fingernails. This cap that is placed like a topi over each of your fingers. Take this hard cap out and this hand becomes useless. Remove the thumb from its position, the entire hand becomes useless. You can be Mr. Universe, you won't even be able to lift even a small toy. Is all this happening by chance? Look at the design. Look at the intelligence. Look at the perfection. Look at the balance. Allah calls out. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. They are those that remember Allah standing, sitting on their sides. Not just zikr. Not just zikr. What does Allah say? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. They ponder. They reflect. They bring onto their tongues, onto their hearts, onto their minds, that everything around us is inviting us towards the greatness of Allah. Speak about Allah. Give the da'wat of Allah. Speak about the majesty of Allah. Otherwise, today we are living in an environment in the name or guise of intelligent thinking. Such ludicrous nonsense is being put forward as a scientific theory. Random selection. What is random selection? Confusing term. Break it down. What it means? Accidental occurrence. Random selection, by chance. In other words, accidental occurrence. Ask a little child also. Does an accident bring uniformity? Does an accident bring balance? Does an accident bring perfection? No. An accident logically causes confusion. This is purported as the explanation for such perfection around us. Random selection, accidental occurrence. In other words, the height of stupidity and foolishness. But we are falling into this trap. Why? Why? Because that effort is not being made. That link with Quran is not there. The link with speaking of Allah's greatness is not there. The hearts have become hard. This call by going the path of Allah. Make the effort of deen. Embrace the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai jiske zariye se ab logo ko chille aur teen chille ke liye tayar karenge. We are not saying to you speak of Allah's greatness, because this is some scheme that the tabligh jamaat thought up to prepare people to go for 40 days and 4 months. No, hum isliye kehte hai Allah ki barai bayan karo kyunki Allah ka haq hai ki uske tarah na kiya jaye. We are saying, speak of Allah's greatness. Give the da'wat of Allah in the schools of the world, in the universities of the world, in the gullies of the world, in the alleys of the world, because there is no greater da'wat than this. There is no greater proclamation than this. There is no greater call than this. There is no greater knowledge than this. And the height of ignorance, the height of ignorance, the height of ignorance is any invitation to any entity besides Allah. We have to become the soldiers of Islam, the ambassadors of Islam. Raise the flag of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This nisbat, this association, on this I will terminate. On this I will terminate. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said, inna fi jannati adl. One is jannat. One is Jannah. There isn't one Jannah. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, innaha jinan. There are many Jannahs. Wa innal firdaus al-a'la. Highest Jannah is Jannatul Firdaus. What they call VVIP Jannah. VVIP Jannah. In Firdaus, highest Jannah, there is one Hoor. Ismuha Aina. Her name is Aina. When she comes out of her palace, on her right hand side will be 70,000 servants. On her left hand side will be 70,000 servants. What is her beauty? What is her beauty? Mentioned in the riwayat, Jami'ul Huril Aini Ushaqun Laha. The rest of the Hoors of Jannat are Ashik on Aina. They are astonished at the beauty of this Hoor. Such a Hoor in Jannah. Aina. Many of us would have come here today out of curiosity. What? MashaAllah, students gathering. Some may have been interested in what's going to be on the Dastarkhan after Isha. Some may have come with different purposes. And we give this clarity also. Listen, you know what? I'm not tablighi. I'm just going to check it out. See what's happening. I'm not tablighi. Today people take pride on what? I belong to this club. I belong to that society. I belong to this. Like our elders, they give this example. They say when a man had one shop, then you call him shopkeeper, he doesn't mind. When he's got a few shops, you call him shopkeeper, he gets upset. He says, I'm a businessman, I'm not a shopkeeper. One factory, call him factory owner. Has many factories, call him a factory owner, he gets upset. He said, I'm an industrialist. I'm a business entrepreneur. What are these associations? With Jifa, with the dead corpse, with that which is today, people want you to look up, show them respect. Why is wearing a Rolex watch? Why are you showing respect to him or that watch? Or the car he's driving, or the suit? Quality of human being is what is inside, not what is outside. What is outside is eventually going to become the sand of the grave. Don't fool yourselves. Don't fool yourselves. What nisbat did Rasulullah s.a.w. give this ummah? Come back to this riwayat. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Aina, 70,000 servants right hand side, 70,000 servants left hand side. What will be her call? What will be her proclamation? What will be her invitation? Aina al-amiruna bil ma'ruf wa an-nahuna 'anil munkar. Inni likulli man amara bil ma'ruf wa nahaa 'anil munkar. Where are the people of da'wat and tabligh of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Allah has made my nikah with every one of the people of da'wat and tabligh of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of our kabirin, he mentions very humorous example. He says once he mentioned this incident in England somewhere. So one youngster, mashallah youngsters, they come with some very strange questions. One youngster approached him, he said, Mawlana, I got a question. He said, what's your question? He said, is there one aina or many ainas? Is there one aina or many aina? He said, why are you asking? He said, if there's only one sahabi will get it, I got no chance. He said, but don't worry. Don't worry. 4 months in the path of Allah. 4 months in the path of Allah. And inshallah, Allah will make your nikah with aina. Spend correctly. Change the direction of your life. Change the direction of your life. Give yourself the tools. The tools of success. Bring our life on this Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring our life on this akhirat in front. Do not be tempted. Do not be deviated by the glitter and glamour of dunya. Our protection, our fortress is the masjid. Our protection, our fortress is the amal of masjid. Our protection, our fortress is the link of those amal that our elders have shown us. This is the first step for it. So don't look left, don't look right. Every one of us who haven't been for 4 months, 4 months in the path of Allah, place our application today. Stand up with this in the heart. Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers.
Mashallah, mashallah. Come, brothers. 4 months. First tashkil is 4 months, inshallah. Brothers, do not leave the gathering. Stand up, inshallah. 4 months. What's your name, bhai? Usama, mashallah, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. Keep standing.
Those that are all standing, wallah, your standing is encouraging others to stand. They will see you standing, inshallah. They will get encouraged. They will get encouraged. You will get their reward. You want more, brothers? If I'm sitting, why am I sitting?
Come, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah, brothers.
This is application for our akhirat, to make our akhirat.
Mashallah. Nobody leave the gathering, inshallah. This is a very, very important part of our program, is tashkil, mashallah. Keep standing, mashallah. All brothers for four months, inshallah, stand up, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward you all, mashallah. For more brothers. What about on the left-hand side, mashallah? Come, brothers. 4 months, mashallah. Stand up, inshallah. 4 months, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah, mashallah. Mawlana Allah accept, mashallah. Keep standing, inshallah.
Allah is the doer. You and I can't do anything. We can't take one step even in Allah's path without His acceptance. Wallah, from the heart, this cry must be there. Ya Allah, you accept me. This is why we are standing. Ya Allah, you accept me.
Do not leave the gathering, brothers, mashallah. Continue, keep standing up for 4 months, inshallah. Come, brothers, more brothers, mashallah. Those are appointed to write, inshallah, be ready. The Jamaat is coming, inshallah. Mashallah, all brothers, go onto your left-hand side, mashallah. Come this side, the brothers are
my right hand side, your left hand side. All these brothers, please proceed, mashallah.
Proceed, inshallah.
Don't let shaitan tempt you to anything else. Don't disrupt the tashkil. All these brothers, move on to my right hand side, mashallah. Many brothers are standing. Move on to my right hand side, mashallah. Taqabbal Allah, barakallah. Come, my respected brother.
Come, mashallah. Come, mashallah. Gigi. The board for 4 months, all those brothers go towards the board for 4 months. Mashallah. Keep moving, brothers. Give them way to go, brothers. Give them way to go. The rest of the brothers, do not leave, inshallah. Stay here. Stay where you are. Those brothers for 4 months only moving.
The rest of the brothers only in front of you. You'll notice there's gap forward.
Come forward,
probably
inshallah.
A million malaika or a few people. Fill the gaps. Come closer,
forward,
mashallah.
Brothers. Come forward, mashallah. Come, mashallah. Come closer. Give way to those brothers who are going, and the rest of the brothers, come forward. Mashallah. 4 months. All these brothers are coming for 4 months. Brothers in tashkil, receive them there, mashallah. Mashallah, come closer, brothers. Come closer. The rest of the brothers, the easiest way, if you see a gap in front of us, fill in the gap, inshallah. Come closer, my dear brothers. Mashallah. This program is not complete yet, mashallah. This is
fill
part
the gaps,
of our program.
Mashallah. Come closer. Allah reward
mashallah.
You, mashallah.
Come closer. Give way to those who are going for 4 months, mashallah. Tashkil brothers, receive all the brothers there, mashallah. Zimidar brothers, receive them. Come closer, my dear brothers. Mashallah, more brothers for 4 months. Mashallah. Continue. Mashallah, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah, sacrifice. What a beautiful majma, my dear brothers. Brothers from far and wide, from Transkei, brothers from Ladysmith, Newcastle, from all over KZN. Allah Ta'ala reward all you brothers, mashallah. This is the main part, is our tashkil, my dear brothers. Okay, so brothers, those are 40 days, inshallah, who make niyat for 40 days, inshallah, in the majma. Our holidays are here, mashallah, stand up, inshallah. All those brothers who are out, who are making intention for 40 days, stand up, inshallah. Mashallah,
40 days, mashallah. 40 days, mashallah. Everyone should be ready for
it. More brothers, mashallah, mashallah.
Holidays are coming now. Make them holy days. Making an investment for our akhirat. 40 days, mashallah. Stand up, mashallah.
Mashallah. We need more brothers. Stand up, mashallah. Many jamaats are already out. Stand up, inshallah. It'd be a means of encouraging others, inshallah. Come, my beloved brothers. 40 days in the path of Allah. Our elders saying, make our holidays into holy days, my dear brothers. Come, mashallah. More brothers, more brothers. Nobody leave the gathering, brothers. Nobody leave the gathering. This is a very Mubarak Majma, mashallah. Come, more brothers for 40 days, inshallah. Come, brothers. Mashallah, 40 days in the path of Allah. Come, more on the right, some on the right, some on the left, mashallah. Encourage the brothers around us. Many jamaats are out also. We also stand up, encourage those, inshallah. Keep standing, brothers. All those for 40 days, no one sits, inshallah. Keep standing. Keep standing. It'll be a means of encouraging others, inshallah. Come, my beloved brothers, inshallah. Stand up, inshallah. More brothers, inshallah. More brothers, stand up, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, the takazas for jamaats to go all over, mashallah. Jamaats are getting ready from all masjids, inshallah. Brothers, stand up, inshallah. Many of us, maybe the thought hasn't come in our mind now, inshallah. But the thought hasn't come in our mind. Now it's coming in our heart. Stand up, inshallah. As Mawlana mentioned, we look towards Allah, my dear brothers. Allah is the one who will take us out. It's not our wealth, it's not our free time, it's not our leave. It is Allah who will take us out. On our standing, Allah will take us out, my dear brothers. Come, mashallah. A very Mubarak gathering. This is a blessed gathering. It brings... All those brothers for 40 days, inshallah, go to my right, your left, inshallah. Come, brothers, all those for 40 days.
Brothers for 40 days also can proceed towards my right, mashallah. Taqabbal Allah, barakallah. Make way for them, mashallah.
Tashkil, brothers, please, the 40 days are coming... Come, mashallah. The rest of
even
the
these few
closer.
Steps that we are taking, we don't know even on that Allah will make the decision to accept us, accept our progenies also. Mashallah.
Mashallah, mashallah. Come, brothers. All those for 40 days, inshallah, go to the tashkil areas. Brothers are waiting for us there. The rest of the brothers, come closer, inshallah. Come close. Just fill in the gap in front of us. Allah Ta'ala reward us, my dear brothers. This coming, our coming here, my dear brothers, is beloved in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah loves our coming here. Come, mashallah. Come closer, my dear. Those rest of the brothers, come closer, inshallah. If it's coming in the heart now.
Create some space. إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. When you make space for others, Allah will make space for you. Come forward, mashallah. Come, my respected brothers.
If it's coming in our heart, my dear, for 4 months or 40 days, Allah is putting in heart. Don't feel shy. Stand up, my dear brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will take us out. Allah is the one who will create the means. Allah will create the leave. Allah is the one who will give us the ability to come out, inshallah. Go and give our name, inshallah. Then we will make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come closer. The rest of the brothers, come closer. 20 days. 20 days, inshallah.
20 days. Last tashkil, my respected brothers. No one should go empty-handed. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran also. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't turn the beggar away. Wallah, we are beggars in front of you. We have come with our begging bowls and we are beseeching you. Don't turn us away empty-handed. Last tashkil, 20 days or even less than that. Stand up, mashallah.
20 days and 10 days, inshallah. Who's ready for that, inshallah? Stand up, mashallah. All the young brothers, mashallah. Stand up, inshallah. 20 days and 10 days. Come, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. More brothers, inshallah. Coming in the heart, inshallah. Stand up, inshallah. Don't feel shy. Allah Ta'ala loves the standing, my dear brothers. Allah loves the standing of the youth. On a Saturday night in Masjid Hilal, all the young brothers have gathered. Allah appreciates this, my dear brothers.
Mashallah. 20 days, mashallah. 20 days, stand up, mashallah. It's there in the heart, bhai.
Come, brothers, we shouldn't be left out from any tashkil. Come, mashallah. 20 days and 10 days, very easy. More brothers, mashallah. Come, my beloved brothers. Allah Ta'ala accept one and all. It should be the desire in our heart that how I can go. Sahaba had the desire that how I can be used for the sake of deen. The young Sahaba used to stand on tiptoes, my brothers. O Nabi of Allah, choose me. O Nabi of Allah, choose me. Come, mashallah. More brothers, inshallah. Encourage one another, my dear brothers. Encourage one another. More brothers, stand up, inshallah. Remain standing. Nobody sit, inshallah. Nobody sit. Remain standing, my dears. 20 days and 10 days, mashallah. Come, my dears. Who else, inshallah? Can you... Mashallah. Come, my dear.
All these brothers can go towards the back, mashallah.
Right,
all
the
these
back.
Brothers, 20 right days and less, towards the back, mashallah.
The rest of the brothers come close, inshallah.
Mashallah. Taqabarakallah. Taqabbal Allah.
Every step we take in the path of Allah, my dear brothers.
There's a lot of gaps now, mashallah. Fill the gaps. Fill
come
the gaps,
forward,
mashallah.
Come forward. Come closer, mashallah.
You can speak now. You can speak.
Listen, they give a local word. They want to hear from you.
This is a joke.
Come closer, my dear brothers. Mashallah. The easiest way is any gap in front of us, fill it. Come
fill
closer.
The gaps, mashallah. Fill the gaps, mashallah. Fill the gaps, Allahu Akbar.
Come,
Allah reward you, mashallah.
Come, inshallah.
A lot of qurbani and sacrifice took place before come this closer. For this gathering to come. Let us not let it go in vain, mashallah. Fill the gaps, mashallah. Come closer.
Come, brothers, inshallah. There's a gap, many gaps in front. Come forward, inshallah. Brothers on the
my respected
back,
brothers, we are given encouragement to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if we are not out in the path of Allah, to link and attach ourselves with our masajid. Today, we can see globally, the ummah is facing great parashani, great problems, great difficulties. We are perplexed, we are concerned. There's no one whose heart is not bleeding, is not crying, to witness what is going on. The massacre, the persecution, the hardship that the ummah is facing. We have been given a solution. The solution is to link everyone to the masjid. Bring the ummah back to Allah. Allah tells us in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run. Fir. فَرَّ يَفِرُّ means to run. Run blindly. Where? Where is the protection? Where is the comfort? Where is the panacea? Ilallah, run back to Allah. Run back to Allah. Bring the ummah back to the house of Allah. This is the fortress of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلِ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. He said, if you see someone who is the peg of the masjid, who is involved in amal of masjid, whose life revolves around the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Time is limited, but few minutes while some tarteeb is being made of these jamaats, I'm going to mention one hadith. You may have heard it before. But sometimes you tell somebody something, that listen, bhai, if you do this, I'll give you that. If you do this, I'll give you that. To tempt him. To make him, what greater guarantee, or what greater promise, can any of us have than the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Masjid, Baytu kulli taqi. Al-Masjid, Baytu kulli taqi. He said, the masjid is the house of every person of taqwa. Taqwa is the goal. Every one of us tomorrow on the day of judgment want to be raised in the jamaat of the muttaqeen. We want to be counted amongst the people of taqwa. Rasulullah is telling us where you will find taqwa. Where taqwa will be developed. He said the masjid is the home. In the hadith the word bayt is used. House. House. Why? Because your maskan, your place of sukoon, your place of attachment, your fortress. It is said every person's fortress is his home. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, masjid is the house of every person of taqwa. And then he mentions five things. Takaffalallah. Takaffalallah. Allah is your guarantor. Allah is your kafil. What does this mean? In layman's terms, sometimes you tell somebody something, you know what, I'm going to give you a million or give you a billion or give you this or give you that. Or if you do this, you'll get that. And if the person doubts, then what do you say? Listen, if you don't get it, come and claim it from me. If you don't get it, come and claim it from me. This is takaffal Allah. Allah is guaranteeing. Allah will definitely give you these five things if you will make the masjid your home. If you will attach and link yourself to the masjid. Takaffal Allah. Liman kana al-masjid baytahu. That person of this ummah who will make the masjid his home. Don't take this lightly. When you see the brothers of the Tabligh Jamaat, morning mashwara, you see them going for gush, you see them sitting involved in amal of masjid, you see them sitting in the talim in the back, sometimes you hear the ayalan, don't take this lightly. Don't take this lightly. Takaffal Allah, liman kana al-masjid baytahu. Allahu Akbar. Allah is kafil. Allah is the guarantor for the one who will make the masjid his home. Birrohi. This roh, many interpretations ulama have given. One beautiful interpretation, today many people suffer from what? Depression. Mental instability. Despondency. Always sad. Feel like the whole world is against them. That inner rahat, that inner peace of the heart. That freedom from pressures. Freedom from depression. Rohi. Allah will give you that. First, Warrahma, you will become the recipient of Allah's mercy. Takaffal Allah birrohi warrahmati. Third promise of Allah. Allah is your guarantor. Bil jawazi ala sirat. That the bridge over Jahannam, you will cross it with the speed of lightning. Ila ridwanillah. And what will be waiting for you? Allah's pleasure. Allah will be happy with you. With who? The person of the masjid. The one who has made the masjid his home. He will get the ridwan of Allah. The pleasure of Allah. I'm repeating four things so far. Birrohi. Allah will give him rahat. Warrahma. Allah's mercy. Waljiwazi ala sirat. He will cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. Ila ridwanillah. He will receive the pleasure of Allah. And finally, Rasulullah said, Allah is the guarantor of every person who will make the masjid his home. Then Allah will make him a jannati. Ilal jannah. Jannat Allah will give. What more can we ask? These five amal of masjid, which our elders have given their whole lives, trying to bring alive in humanity, in the ummah. Don't take this lightly. This is a recipe, a formula to make your dunya, qabr and akhirat. This is a medium by which we can link and attach ourselves to the masjid. Become the people of the masjid. People whom Rasulullah says, فَشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Give shahadat, bear testimony that his iman is complete. His iman is protected. What are the five amal of masjid? We've heard them very, very often. Very briefly I'm mentioning it. One is our daily mashwara that takes place in the masjid. Secondly, our daily talim, masjid and at home. Thirdly, daily time. Our elders say 2.5 up to 8 hours. If you can't give 2.5, start with 30 minutes. But daily give time to the masjid. Fourth amal of masjid, our 2 gush, jola, in gush, out gush, on a weekly basis. Fifth amal of masjid, our 3 days a month. So we want everyone in this majma to make the niyyah, then inshallah, from today, we will become the people of the masjid. Say inshallah. And we will bring these 5 amal of masjid in our lives. Very, very important. At least everyone make this niyat that from now till I die, from now till I die, 5 times salah with jamaat in the masjid, inshallah. This type of majma we are seeing now, there is absolutely no reason why at the time of fajr, for the fajr jamaat, there shouldn't be this type of majma. Like Maghrib and Isha is farz, and like Jummah is farz, Fajr also is farz. So every one of us, Allah promises, Allah takes an oath, He will give you Jannah. We learn from Hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing Allah is going to question you and I about on the Day of Judgment is going to be our Salah. So everyone make this niyat, inshallah. 5 times Salah with Jamaat in the Masjid. All of us say inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi, astaghfirullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا من لا تراه العيون ولا تخالطه الذنون ولا يصفه الواصفون ولا تغيره الحوادث ولا يخشى الدوائر يا من يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكائيل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار ولا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قعره ولا جبل ما في وعره اجعل خير أعمالنا أواخرها وخير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أيامنا يوم أن نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك كأننا نراك وأسعدنا بتقواك ومتعنا برؤياك واجمعنا مع نبيك ومصطفاك صلى الله عليه وسلم وأوردنا حوضه وأسقنا بيده المباركة الشريفة شربة هنيئة مريئة لا نظمأ بعدها أبدا اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم في غزة وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ أولادهم وبناتهم وأطفالهم وصغارهم يا رب. اللهم عليك بأعدائهم فإنهم لا يعجزون اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين حسبنا الله ونعم